Okay, good morning, everybody. It's another Dave Edwards driving around on this blustery, stormy Thursday morning. Lightning, thunder, rain, winds up to 90 miles an hour up in the hills here in the East Bay. My goodness, I can't believe that. Last time we had winds that powerful happened in 1995. At least in San Francisco. I don't think we had winds that powerful here in the city, but elsewhere up in Marin yesterday afternoon, 93 miles an hour gust. And it's really nasty out there. Trees down, PG&E off the air, all sorts of things going on. A total mess, and it's not over yet. But we'll make the best of it. But the music right here on 89.5 Radio with Dave on this Jiving Around Thursday. Yes, we got the music that maybe will bring a little sunshine, at least figuratively speaking, out of your radio for this Thursday morning, okay? So keep the dial right where it is, right there, 89.5. And then, of course, we got the music up to Prism Focus from the radio at 11 o'clock this morning, okay?
Ladies and gentlemen, here's the man. I mean the man. The sensational. The incomparable. The dynamic Bobby Bland.
She looks so fine.
36, 22, 36.
Eyes on, hands off, but she's mine, all mine.
36, 22, 36.
My baby, she looks so good. Steal her if you only could.
36, 22, 36.
She looks so good from her head to feet.
36, 22, 36.
My girl can be tied, but she can't be beat.
Bobby Bland there, 36,
22, 36. There's something on my mind. Won't somebody please tell me what's wrong?
You're just a fool, you know you're in love. He got me smiling, and I should be ashamed. Got me lying.
1960, Ike and Tina Turner. Yes, indeed. Little Anthony.
Well, I think I'm going out of my head.
The Imperials.
Yes, I think I'm going out of my head over you. Over you. I want you to want me. I need you so badly, I can't think of anything. Just walk past me, you don't even know that I exist.
'64 for Little Nancy and Imperials. They're going out of my head. 10 minutes after the hour of 9. Hey, Martin Luther King's birthday coming up. It's going to be a sunny day for sure to celebrate Dr. King. Yeah, definitely, we'll be telling you about events that are going to be happening here in the Bay Area to celebrate his birthday. Wilson Pickett now.
Every town I go in. Thank you.
This is Jess Gannon with Arab Talk, a show that brings you timely updates on news from the Middle East. Join us Thursdays from 2 to 3 p.m. right here on KPOO 89.5 FM in San Francisco.
That's right. It's all happening right here, 89.5 with Arab Talk. What's the latest in Syria? Are those four soldiers, U.S. soldiers killed? You'll hear about that.
This is Brandy, your urban farmer and holistic health educator. And I want to know, do you know your farmer? If not, you should. Local food supports the local economy. The money you spend on local products from local farmers and other producers stays in our community. It's reinvested in local businesses. In addition, food grown locally and distributed locally helps stimulate our local economy, providing jobs for our community. Local growers can tell you how the food was grown. When you buy directly from a local farmer, you have the opportunity to ask, what are the best practices used to raise and grow this food? When you know where your food comes from, you have a better relationship with your food. I want to know, do you know your farmer? If not, you can contact me at BrandyMac.com because I want you to know your farmer. This is Brandy Mac, your urban farmer and holistic health educator.
Bebelets, there was 1964. Yeah, from out of Detroit. He's really seeing something, yeah. I think. I'm not too sure. Well, we'll find out a little bit later. It's Dave driving around 89.5 on KPOO.
Hey!
It was the summer of 1965 when this was on the charts, both on KDIA and KSOL, Sam and Bill. For Your Love.
For Your Love. Oh, I would do anything.
Yes, I
would. Oh, I would do anything.
Did back in, I guess it was 1957, 58, remember that? And then Sam and Bill did it again in 1965, the summer of that year. For Your Love. It's all happening with Dave jiving around KPO on this wet, windy Thursday morning. For Your Love, Your Love. Whoa, 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 whoa. Don Gardner, Dee Dee Ford. From the spring of 1962 there, Don Gardner, Dee Dee Ford, I Need Your Lovin'. In the meantime,
I took my troubles down to Madame Ruth. You know that gypsy with the gold cap tooth. She's got a pad on 34th and Vine, selling little bottles of love potion number 9. I told her that I was a flop with chicks. I've been this way since 1956. She looked at my palm and she made a magic sign. She said, what you need is love potion number 9. She bent down and turned around and gave me a wink. She said, I'm gonna mix it up right here in the sink. It smelled like turpentine and looked like India ink. I held my nose
suppose I closed my eyes.
I took a drink.
I didn't know it was a day or night. I started kissing everything in sight. But when I kissed the cop at 34th and Vine, he broke my little bottle of love potion number 9. A day or night, I started kissing everything in sight. But when I kissed the cop at 34th and Vine, he broke my little bottle of love potion number 9. Love potion.
From the summer of 59, the Clovers, just for you.
This is Brother Keith. Tune in every Thursday at 12 noon for Give Life, Save Life Radio, where we cover health, wellness, education, and quality of life. Right here on 89.5 KPOO.
DVDs for Vets is asking listeners to donate new or used DVDs for the benefit of military veterans who otherwise cannot easily obtain them on their own. With limited entertainment, vets in rehab can use what many of us take for granted every day. To donate new or used DVDs or to learn more about this worthy cause, please go to DVDsForVets.org. That's DVDs, the number 4, Vets.org.
And there you go. All happening with Dave, jobbing around 89.5. And as I told you earlier at the beginning of the show, you know what's coming up on Monday. That's right, Martin Luther King's birthday celebration. And there's a lot of things going on before that day. As a matter of fact, over the weekend, we talk about maybe this Saturday on the 19th. How about that? That's right. 35th annual celebration at the Bayview Baptist Ministers Fellowship at 1606 Newcomb Avenue here in San Francisco, where Reverend John Hall is president and pastor. It's the Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King event. Family united, we stand against hate. Without love, there is no reason to know anyone, for love will, in the end, connect us to our neighbors, our children, and our hearts. And that's a quote from Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. There you go. Anyway, featuring the talents that's going to be happening at this event, Young and Gifted Youth Choir and Community Mass Choir, along with Reverend Devin Oten, a writer, a motivational speaker, a philanthropist, and Mrs. Shirley Graves, along with the Echoes of Praise, Dwayne Charles Project, members of the Golden Gate Philharmonic Youth Orchestra, the SFRP Lifeguards Rescue Denominations, and the San Francisco Morantes Synchro Swim Team are going to be there. So much, much more live entertainment, raffle prizes, and family fun. All are welcome to join the Bayview Baptist Ministers Fellowship at the San Francisco Park and Rec Department and the community as they march from the Bayview Opera House at 4705 3rd Street. And they will gather from 8 a.m. to 9 a.m. for music and songs and refreshments at that time before the march. And the march will start approximately at 9 a.m., arriving at the Martin Luther King Pool, located at 5701 3rd Street at Carroll Avenue at approximately 10:30, okay? This should be a great event, so circle your calendar just a couple of days away, Saturday, January the 19th, at Martin Luther King Pool at 5701 3rd Street. Performance is 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Family swim at 3 o'clock. There's going to be free admission, free raffle, and a free lunch, so you can't beat that. Celebrate the legacy of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., okay? 27 minutes after the hour of 9 o'clock, and we'll be doing more stuff what's happening as far as celebrating MLK a little bit later on. Lots of things going on, and we want you to definitely keep abreast of what's happening. They're going to do the Freedom Train? I don't know if they're going to do that this year. I have to check that out. Maybe I'll do a Google search or something like that. I'll try to see if I can find something before the end of the show, if there's going to be a Freedom Train from San Jose to San Francisco. I don't know. They've always done it every year, and it's they have to raise funds for that particular charter, but we'll see what happens in regards to that. Anyway, it's all happening with Dave, jiving around 89.5. We got lots of music for you right now, as a matter of fact, from 1961, Ernie Cado.
Mother-in-law.
Mother-in-law.
Home,
sent from down below.
Mother.
put me out. How could she stoop so low?
Early 1961 there, Ernie K. Dill from all the New Orleans mother-in-law. In the meantime, well, Rolling Stones did it. And Otis Redding did a version of this, too, from 1965. Controversial version in regards to the whole lyrics behind this, if you remember correctly. Anyway, Otis Redding, his version of Satisfaction. It's 9:30 with Dave jobbing around. KPOO.
I can't get to know Satisfaction.
There, Otis Redding, Satisfaction. The Rolling Stones for you. Anyway, Solomon Burke from 64.
I'm looking for my baby. I'm looking for my baby. I'm looking for my baby. In every way. And if I don't. Looking for my baby, a million miles away. Now she ain't pretty, she ain't ugly, she ain't what you call a beauty queen, but she's my baby. To me, she
There you go, Solomon Burke from 64 in the meantime. James Brown, 1969. Yeah, yeah. A little mother popcorn for you on 89.5.
Yeah,
Godfather of Soul, yeah. Hardest working man in show business.
Come on up.
Johnny Brooklyn here to remind you every Thursday at 3, it's
Blues Oldies
and more. 3 to 5:30 Thursday afternoons right here at KPOO San Francisco.
Greetings, this is Brandy Mack, your urban farmer and holistic health educator with a mycelium moment. Seasonal food is produce that is purchased and consumed around the time that it is harvested. Seasonal food is fresher, tastier, and more nutritious than food consumed out of season. Seasonal fruits and vegetables produced on local farms are often fresher as they do not require long distance for transport. Also, unlike out-of-season produce, which is harvested early in order to be shipped and distributed to local retail store, crops picked at their peak of ripeness are also more tastier and full of flavor. What's more important, studies have shown that fruits and vegetables contain more nutrients when allowed to ripen naturally on their parent plant. This is Brandy Mack, your urban farmer and holistic health educator with a mycelium moment. You can reach me at brandymack.com.
20 minutes before the hour, 10 o'clock, back to more music, Brenda Holloway. Hey, I'll be available anytime, yeah.
If you wanna ask me for a date now, any day, any time, for your answer you don't have to wait now, let me give you mine,
I'll be available
every day,
9:65, Brenda Holloway from L.A. I'll be available. Hey, let's move and groove together, right? What we got here? Johnny Nash, also from 1965.
Girl, I hear you're a mover. Well, I'm just about a mover, too. Oh, they tell me you're a groover, mama. Well, I just want to groove with you. So come on and let's move. Yeah, let's groove, baby. Come on, girl, and let's move. Groove, groove together. Oh, yeah. Listen, they tell me you're a sweet talker. Well, baby, I've got some sweet talk for you. Yeah, you're a real cool walker, mama. And I just wanna walk with you. So come on and let's walk. Together, just me and you, baby. We'll make beautiful music, I know. And anywhere you lead me, I'll go. Yeah, girl, they tell me you like good living. Well, I like to live good too. And if you need a little loving, baby, well, let me tell you, I've got loving for you. So come on and let's live. Together, nobody else, baby. Won't just me and you. Let's live, let's love. Move and groove. Let's walk and sweet talk, baby. Let's live in love. Come on, girl. Let's move, let's groove, let's walk.
From 1965, Johnny Nash, let's move and groove together. And it's all happening at Dave's own little party here in the wet, wet, wet conditions that we're experiencing outside. In the meantime, James Carr, little Love Attack on KPOO.
Now here I am with this pain in my heart. Now I got a sweet little woman. Took my heart and she threw it apart. I try not to show. Open call. I've been down with double pneumonia, but I was able to shake it off. But you came along and knocked me flat on my back. Now you got me suffering from a little love attack. For you just like a
your love. I was so weak, I just couldn't stand the shock. You hit me just like lightning, knocked me out of my chair. You got me down, baby. I'm down with a love attack. Can't you see you got me down right now? Down with a love.
The year was 1966, and that's James Carr. Love attack, baby. 12 minutes before the hour 10, I'm just jiving around wet Thursday. Well, a sweet weather forecast. This unstable weather is going to be disappearing. We'll give you all the details a little bit later on, okay? Anyway, Al Green, little sha-la-la-la-la just for you as we continue with most music, more music, more music, more music, right up until 11 o'clock. Chris Focus Radio. Yes, that actually happens for the Leah. 11 o'clock this morning and much, much more on 89.5 KPOO. La-la-la-la-la-la-la-la and all that kind of stuff.
Hey, we're going to be living for the weekend every Friday afternoon starting at 3 p.m. playing the latest in R&B, soul, jazz, blues, some rap and hip-hop, plus lots of Bay Area music and interviews, too, every Friday afternoon, 3 o'clock, living for the weekend with JJ on the radio from KPOO San Francisco.
It's Friday.
In this world, to get ahead, you've got to be connected. And getting connected to the internet is essential to improving your future. Without it, you're missing vital opportunities for a better life.
Broadband helps me access my son's report cards and provides him with easy access to information. I want him to graduate and make something of himself. Broadband gives him the tools to learn more and keeps me in the know.
Getting connected to the internet means a better tomorrow for our children. It could mean finding a job that lets you provide for your family. It could even have a profound impact on your health care.
I'm a diabetic, so I just learned how to keep in contact with my doctor on the internet.
The National Urban League wants you to get connected. Call 1-866-765-9118 or visit changeyourtomorrow.org. Connect today. Change your tomorrow. This public service announcement made possible through funding from the America Recovery and Reinvestment Act, One Economy, and the BBOC.
The BBOC, yes indeed. 8 minutes before the hour of 10 o'clock. Yes, a lot of things going on in regards to the Martin Luther King holiday, that's for sure. And there's no exception as far as activities happening at the African American Art and Culture Complex located at 762 Fulton Street here in San Francisco. Hey, you want to see some sculptures? Yeah, there's going to be some sculptures on display made by Christine Mays, that's right. Brutally Soft, I guess, is the theme of her sculptures, and working with hard, rigid wire. Christine Mays has captured the softness and femininity of women while at the same time revealing strength, perseverance, and resilience. That's right. Sounds like a fine work of art when you go in there and take a look at them. Just definitely inspirational for sure. The work captures the physical nature of a woman as well as the essence and soul within. As Christine Mays breathes life into wire. God, this wire sculpture is just amazing. That is so difficult to do. But what I've seen is just incredible, you know, when you're using wire. Anyway, inspired by Nina Simone's song For Women, that's F-O-U-R Women, and the poems of Maya Angelou, or Maya Winseed, Maya Angelou, that's right. I guess it was Maya Angelou, and a few other great feminine authors. This exhibition carries themes of multiple identities, love, community, survival, life, and pain. This exhibition explores the reality of how they see themselves and others, okay? Particularly how women see themselves as well as men who see women. So this ought to be just a phenomenal event. You definitely want to see this great wire sculpture created by Christine May, something you don't want to miss. There's an opening celebration happening today. As a matter of fact, I think that's going to be happening at 6 o'clock this evening. That's right. Today is the 17th, right? Yeah, it's going to happen this evening starting at 6 o'clock. There'll be an opening reception there. And, of course, there's going to be a big event also taking place in regards to the Martin Luther King birthday. That's right, on the 21st. There's going to be an event in regards to that particular day, on MLK Day, called Crop It Up, or Chop It Up, I guess. So wire cutting with Christine Mays. So I guess that's probably a sort of like a mini class. How you can create your own wire sculptures. I think that's what they mean. I'm not too sure here. Wire cutting with Christine Mays and how you can do your own sculpture with wire. That's fantastic. So that's going to be taking place on Martin Luther King Day at 10 a.m. That's Monday the 21st from 10 a.m. until 12 noon. So you definitely want to check that out. And, of course, just to let you know, the gallery hours there at the African American Art and Cultural Center, Tuesday through Friday, they're open from 12 noon to 6 p.m. regularly. Saturday from 12 p.m. to 5 p.m. And on Sunday, they are closed. The address, 762 Fulton Street here in San Francisco. Check them out. What a great organization. What a great place to be there. That's a museum. It's a complex. It's phenomenal to do a hard They do a lot of hard work in putting this thing all together, and it's something you do not want to miss. 762 Fulton Street here in San Francisco. 4 minutes before the hour of 10 with Dave, going back to the early 1963 Jimmy Hughes.
Do you need a man beside you? Yeah. Who will love you tenderly? If you need someone to cry to, I'll be there to dry your tears. And if you need someone to lie to, I'll be glad to lend an ear. And if you need someone to love you,
Back to the early span, 1963, Jimmy Hughes, I'm Qualified.
Yeah.
Instrumental happenings from out of Memphis, Willie Mitchell, a little percolating, 1967, KPOO. Mitchell, percolating from KPOO San Francisco. Esther Phillips, their great, great version of Mojo Hannah. Yeah, it's all happening here. KPOO San Francisco, minute past 10.
I'm taking four strands of your hand and a $5 bill. I'm gonna put them in a letter and drop them in the mail. I'm gonna send them to a woman a friend of mine told me about. She's a gumbo cooker. Talking about a woman named Hannah down in Louisiana. They tell me she's a mojo worker. She's gonna work that thing for me.
Silver Tree and the MGs with a vocal here. This is Johnny, I Love You. The year was 1969.
It's you and me, Johnny, right to the end. I said, Johnny, Johnny, I love you. I said, Johnny, baby, I love you. This town needs fixing, man, 'cause it ain't right. Let's get it together, Johnny. Join our brothers and fight. I said, Johnny, you know I'm with you all the way. Johnny, I'll be your brother every day. When you're uptight, you got me to rely on. And when I'm uptight, Johnny, you're my shoulder to cry on. I said, Johnny, Johnny, I love you. I said, Johnny, baby, I love you. You're in my heart, Johnny. You're part of my soul. The world is ours, man, to have and to hold. I said, Johnny.
From the movie Time Is Tight,
Johnny,
and the B-side of Time Is Tight, the single there, Booker T and the MGs, and Johnny, I Love You. Here was 1969 at 6 minutes after the hour of 10 o'clock, and we got some 1978 LTD sounds for you. Why not? Jeffrey Osborne, yeah, taking the lead on this on 89.5 for radio.
Thank you.
Jeffrey Osborne, LTD, 1968-69, holding on at 10 minutes after the hour 10 on this Jiving Around Wet Thursday morning. That's right, it's the 17th of January, 2019. Good morning.
Inside Lover's Lounge. Wednesday, midnight to 3 a.m., 89.5 KPOO. Oh, yes, the LBD, the Love Back Doctor, serving you just right. Midnight, 3 a.m., Inside Lover's Lounge, rendezvous with me.
Everyone has ridden with an annoying commuter. Don't be an annoying commuter. First, let's start with either the very beginning of the trip or the very end, the escalator. If you have decided not to walk up the escalator, stand to the right so you can easily be passed on the left. Don't be oblivious. Second, let people walk off the tram before you walk on. It's a lot harder to exit a bus full of people than it is to enter one. Once you have arrived onto the bus, move to the back. It is important that you do not block the doors for others. Here are some basic rules of San Francisco Muni etiquette. A bag is not a passenger, therefore it does not deserve a seat on the train. Neither is a two-seater meant for one person, so don't sit across it like a bench. It may look stylish and nonchalant, but it is annoying, so stop. Remember to always give up your seat for senior citizens and women during pregnancy, and don't talk too loud on the phone. If you follow these rules, you and your fellow commuters are guaranteed to have an easy and pleasant public transportation experience.
Ain't that the truth, Ruth? Yeah, especially with the crowds going on and taking public transportation. Mary Wells from 64. in 1964, the late great Merriwell's My Guy.
Yes. 14 minutes after you have 10 on this Jive It Around Thursday. Weather forecast coming up a little bit later on, but you know what the weather's like right now, current time. Yes, still a little wet out there. The Van Dykes, No Man Is an Island. The year was 1966 for this. '66. I'm moving up 1 year in the spring of 1967 for this.
Sweetheart, the night is growing old, and my love is still untold. In every kiss that's never tasted, forever and ever is wasted.
Sinners was singing 1967 for all we know. At 20 minutes after the hour of 10 o'clock, driving around here. Ooh, the weather here. I keep on forgetting to let you know what's going to be happening the next couple of days, meteorologically speaking, and we'll get to it as soon as we can. In the meantime, Ray Charles.
Now my room has got two windows, but the sunshine never comes through. You know it's always dark and dreary since I broke off, baby, with you. I live on a lonely avenue. My little girl wouldn't say I do, but I feel so sad and blue. And it's all because of you. Stone. Well, I toss and turn so every night. I'm not used to being alone. I live on a lonely avenue. My little girl wouldn't say I do. Well, I feel so sad and blue. You know it's all because of you. Since you left this town, you know if I could beg or borrow the money, child, I would be a highway bound. I live on a lonely avenue. My little girl wouldn't say I do, but I feel so sad and blue. You know it's all because of you.
Charles, the Lonely Avenue at 23 minutes after 10. Yeah. Do you like reggae music? Check out the Saturday Afternoon Reggae Show. Saturdays from 4 to 7 p.m. where you hear roots, dub, reggae. Plus all the greats like Bob Marley, Delroy Wilson, Buddy Wheeler, The Maytals, Peter Tosh, Blackie Uhuru, Steel Pulse, New Music, Dance Hall. All happening every Saturday from 4 to 7 p.m. Like, follow, share. KPOO.
Before a disaster strikes, there are things you can do to protect yourself. The U.S. Small Business Administration encourages homeowners and small businesses to develop a disaster preparedness plan. Have a battery-operated radio on hand to monitor news and weather reports. Identify possible hazards. Familiarize yourself with escape routes for use in an emergency. Keep phone numbers handy and save copies of financial records on site to help speed up the process. For more information, contact our website at www.sba.gov.
And there you go. All happening with Dave. Weather. Well, it's pretty obvious out there. It's cloudy skies right now. I guess it stopped raining. There was some real heavy major cells that came through the Western Edition earlier this morning. Downpour like Florida. It was really pretty bad. But all the lightning strikes seem to be heading over to the East Bay and so forth. So currently it's as we approach 11 o'clock in about 35 minutes. Cloudy skies, temperature 55 degrees. And it's going to be pretty much the same all the way through late this afternoon with cloudy skies. No real heavy precipitation. At least that's the case what's going to be going on. So that's a good thing. And I think maybe this evening it's going to be pretty much the same. Temperatures in the mid-50s. And there might be a few showers happening later on this evening around 9 o'clock. Nothing like we had last night, that's for sure. Anyway, and then Friday cloudy skies most of the day. Same thing with Saturday, cloudy, maybe a 10% chance of rain. Sunday, just light rain, 70%. Hopefully the clouds will go away by the time the big lunar eclipse is supposed to happen in the evening. I think the moon's supposed to be rising a little after 6 p.m. when the eclipse begins around 6:35 or so. And it lasts about 2 hours. Big red blue blood moon going to be happening over in the eastern sky. So you can check it out. And hopefully the weather will be be clear for you so you can see that. And, of course, the other thing in regards to Mother Nature and science, of course, is the earthquakes. That's right. There was one yesterday that was centered right there in Piedmont, right off of the 13, the 24 freeways there. And that was about a 3.4. And then another one this morning around the same epicenter. I wonder if these might be foreshocks or pre-shocks or whatever to the big one. I don't know. That's the Hayward Fault. It's overdue, but hopefully that's not the case. So we'll see what happens there. You know, it's been 150 years since the last major quake on the Hayward Fault. And it's supposed to happen. Major quake is supposed to cause that fault to shift every 150 years. So we're overdue. We'll see what happens there. Hopefully that won't happen. Oh, no, not my baby. I don't want anything to happen to my baby in a big earthquake, that's for sure. Maxine Brown from 1964.
When my friends told me you had someone new, I didn't believe a single word was true. I showed them.
Looking, baby. Oh, you're smoking.
Capitol's Cool Jerk from 1966. It's 10:30 with Dave jiving around Prison Focus Radio at the top of the hour. In the meantime, we've got Clarence Carter from 1970.
I was born and raised down in Alabama on a farm way back up in the woods. I was so ragged that folks used to call me Patches. Papa used to tease me about it, cause deep down inside he was hurt cause he'd done all he could. My papa was a great old man. I can see him with a shovel in his hand. See, education he never had. He did wonders when the times got bad. The little money from the crops he raised barely paid the bills we made. Oh, life had kicked him down to the ground. When he tried to get up, life would be banged down. One day, Papa called me to his dying bed, put his hands on my shoulder, then in tears he said, Patches, I'm depending on your son to pull the family through. My son is all left up to you. 2 days later, Papa passed away, and I became a man that day. So I told Mama I was gonna quit school, but she said that was Daddy's strictest rule. So every morning before I went to school, I fed the chickens and I chopped wood too. Sometimes I felt that I couldn't go on. I wanted to leave, just run away from home. But I would remember what my daddy said, with tears in his eyes on his dying bed. He said, Patches, I'm depending on you, son. I've tried to do my best. It's up to you. A strong rain came and washed all the crops away. And at the age of 13, I thought I was carrying the weight of the whole world on my shoulders. And you know, Mama knew what I was going through, cause every day I had to work the fields, cause that's the only way we got our meals. See, I was the oldest of the family, and everybody else depended on me. Every night I heard my Mama pray, Lord, give him strength to make another day. The years have passed and all the kids have grown. They just took Mama to a brand new home. Lord knows, people, I shed in tears, but my daddy's voice kept me through the years. Sing, Patches, I'm depending on your son.
The summer of that year, Clarence Carter, Patches, 26 minutes before the hour of 11 o'clock. And the spring of 1962, Johnny Taylor, you know, Rome wasn't built in the day. No, absolutely not.
Juliet,
Johnny Taylor for the spring of 1962. Rome wasn't built in a day. There, it's all happening with Dave jiving around. Prison
Hi,
Focus.
This is Judy Drummond. My show is Connecting the Dots on KPOO 89.5 FM. I have a political talk show. It's every Thursday from 1 to 2 p.m. on KPOO 89.5 FM. Tune in and give a listen.
Equal access to housing is something that everyone deserves. Discrimination in housing based on your race, national origin, marital status, age, disability, sexual orientation, or because you have children is illegal. The first step you can take to end housing discrimination is reporting it. To report housing discrimination, call Echo Housing. When you call, Fair Housing counselors will inform you of your rights and help you take action. Fair housing is your right. If you have experienced housing discrimination, call Echo at 510-581-9380.
Back to more music now. Brooke Benton from 1963. He's got what he wanted, but he lost what he had. Oh well, better luck.
When I go to all the places we used to go, when I see all the people we used to know, they ask me why I look so sad. I have to say, I got what I wanted, but I lost what I had. Without your love, I'm such a lonely man. That's what I am, and there's no one but myself to take the blame. Because I once had your love, and I treated you so bad. I got what I wanted, but I lost what I had. Since you're gone, the bright lights are dim. The people don't seem the same. They're so used to seeing us together. Oh, but my, how things have changed. I went searching, not knowing what I'd find. I looked for something, and I had it all the time. Now to think I treated you so bad makes me sad. I got what I wanted, but I lost everything.
The great Brooke Benton going back to 1963 there. I got what I wanted, but lost what I had.
I got what I wanted.
20 minutes before the hour of 11 o'clock from 1967, Freddie Scott.
When your baby leaves you all alone and nobody calls you on the phone, don't you feel like crying? Don't you feel like crying? Cry to me. When you're all alone in your lonely room, and there's nothing but the smell of perfume, don't you feel like crying? Come on, baby, cry to me.
answer when you're waiting for a voice to come. Late in the midnight hour, and there is no one. Don't you feel like crying? Don't you feel like crying? Come on, baby. Come on, baby. Baby, baby, come on and cry to me. Whoa, come on, baby. Come on and cry to me.
Spring of 1967, Freddie Scott. What I can say about that, except, hey, you can cry to me if you want to. At 17 minutes before the hour of 11 o'clock, 89.5 radio, all happening here with Dave up to Prison Focus Radio with Brother Leo at 11 o'clock this morning. In the meantime, from 1960, Gene and Eunice, shouldn't happen to a dog.
It shouldn't happen to a dog, but baby, it happened to me. It shouldn't happen to a dog, but baby, it happened to me. The kind of love that I thought wasn't what I thought. True love, true love, true love, true love. Sometimes I'm up and then I'm down, and baby, can't hardly see. Sometimes I'm up and then I'm down, and baby, can't hardly see. The kind of love that I thought wasn't what I bought. True love, true love.
Loving you at first was just a dream, but now, darling, it's not what it seems.
You held me up and pushed me around, filled my hopes up, and then you put me down. It shouldn't happen to a dog, but baby, it happened to me. It shouldn't happen to a dog, but baby, it happened to me. The kind of love that I thought wasn't what I bought. True love, true love. And then you put me down. It shouldn't happen to a dog, but baby, it happened to me. It shouldn't happen to a dog, but baby, it happened to me. The kind of love that I bought wasn't what I thought. True love.
Gene and Ruth, there shouldn't happen to a dog, December of 1960. And also from December of 1960, we got Etta James, My Dearest Darling. All happening with David, 14 minutes before the hour of 11 o'clock, 89.5.
All I need is someone like you.
can keep us apart. My dearest darling, I offer you my heart. Oh, yeah, whenever you need me, oh, I'll be there by your side. Oh, I pledge my love to you with God as our God. Oh, nothing, nothing, nothing in this world can keep us apart.
Wednesday evenings, 8 to 11, music from all over the world, Asia, Africa, Caribbean, wild sounds, planet Earth. Wednesday nights, 8 to 11, World Music Show.
Greetings, this is Brandy Mack, your urban farmer and holistic health educator with a mycelium moment. It's getting dark early and the temperatures are dropping, just like our collard greens like it. Don't let the dark keep you in. Turn on the green light. That's right, it's green season. So stop by your local farmer's market and pick up your greens. Spinach, kale, Brussels sprouts, arugula, broccoli, and don't forget the mustard greens. This is Brandy Mack, your urban farmer and holistic health educator with a mycelium moment. You can reach me at brandymack.com.
From 1964, the fall of that year, Little Jerry Williams, I'm the Lover Man. All happening with Dave here on KPOO until 11 this morning. There, little Jerry Williams, I'm a Lover Man, as we get pretty close to the end of the program for this 17th of January 2019. MLK Day coming up Monday. Don't forget, time to celebrate, time to reflect, as it were. Come on, James. Shake Your Moneymaker on KPOO.
Shake your money maker, shake your money maker, shake your money maker, shake your money maker, and then shake your money maker, 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 and then shake your money maker, shake your money maker, baby, you gotta shake your money maker, shake your money maker, you gotta shake your money maker. Shake her money maker. She won't roll her acky-dacky. She won't shake her money maker. She won't shake her money maker. She won't.
Mo James, shake that money maker, baby. Yeah. Getting ready to wrap things up for another Dave Edwards Jiving Around show. Doing.
Johnny.
Who?
Johnny Dollar.
Lady, 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 why do you holler? Ain't nobody seen your Johnny Dollar. I can't get no sleep in this noisy street. I've got to find me a quiet room. There's a man next door with a radio, and he plays it all through the night. There's a couple in the apartment above my head that don't do nothing but fuss and fight. I can't get no sleep in this noisy street. I've got to find me a quiet place.
Summer of 1964, Garnet Mims, Quiet Place, and that sort of wraps things up for another Dave Edwards Jiving Around. Don't forget Martin Luther King's birthday, big celebration coming up on Monday. You don't want to miss it. Yes, indeed, there is going to be a celebration train. That's right, Caltrain, NorCal, MLK celebration train will run on Monday on the 21st, and they'll provide free service to those in the peninsula who wish to attend the annual celebration of the life and legacy of Dr. King in San Francisco, hosted by the Northern California Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Community Foundation. Anyway, the trains leave San Jose at 9:45 and make it to San Francisco by 10:50. Tickets are available online by going to the Caltrain website. Just do a search for MLK, Martin Luther King, and you'll come up with the right page and information. Or you click that link. It says tickets are available here. Click the red here, and hopefully you'll be able to get tickets to board that train. But it boards in San Jose, and the train leaves promptly at 9:45, okay, at the San Jose Girardon Station, I believe, if I'm not mistaken, and arrives in San Francisco at Forth and Townsend at 10:50, and then I think you can head over to the where the main event is being held in San Francisco, the celebration in San Francisco. I'm sure there'll be buses invited to get you there, for sure. By the way, you can also board at Palo Alto and San Mateo as well. It looks like here in Palo Alto, 10:05, San Mateo, 10:25, arriving in San Francisco, 10:50, but if you want to ride the whole thing, it starts at San Jose there, 9:45 when it leaves. More information about this whole event, go to sfmlkday.org, and there you go. All the details and anything that I might have left out. Anyway, you have a good weekend coming up, and don't forget to celebrate that wonderful day, Martin Luther King's Day, on Monday. We'll catch you next Thursday. Weather's going to be beautiful for that day. It looks like we're going to have rain on and off this weekend, just to let you know on that, if you're planning any outdoor activities. Anyway, we'll see you next Thursday. Take care. Bye-bye.